You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 886, hour one, and we have, starting this hour, music from Lou Harrison, in continuing celebration of his centennial, which was May 14th, 2017. We'll start with Lou Harrison's Serenade in five parts.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was John Schneider performing Lou Harrison's Serenade on National Steel Guitar, featuring members of Just Strings in on percussion, T.J. Roy and Gene Sterling. Music recorded at the Harrison House, Joshua Tree, California, July 5th, 2004. That's the famous house that Lou Harrison and his partner Bill Kolvig built for themselves, and is now a center for music, and certainly Lou Harrison's music. Lou Harrison would have turned 100 years old on May 17th, 2017, although he passed away in, I think it was February of 2003. What we heard was Serenade, and in five parts: Round, Air, Infinite Canon, Usual, that's a little homage to Sinan, and Sonata, and that comes from Por Guitaro, music for guitar on Mode Records. We will next hear a 22-minute piece, also by Lou Harrison, music for a voice and gamelan, called Scenes from Cavafy, and this features settings to text by the poet Constantine Cavafy. It's in three parts. Jending Cavafy, Jending Bill, which refers to Harrison's partner, Bill Kolvig, and Lankaran Jody, and Jody refers to Jody Diamond, a colleague of Lou Harrison's and a gamelan scholar. And then at the end, Jending Ptolemy. This comes from a CD called Scenes from Cavafy, Music for Gamelan by Lou Harrison on New World Records, voiced by John Dykers, with the Gamelan Pacifica Chorus and Orchestra, directed by Jared Powell. Music recorded at London Bridge Studio, Seattle, in 2009 and 2010 for a composition completed in 1987, Lou Harrison, Scenes from Cavafy on New World Records in three parts. Thank you.
Yeah. And so
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 885, hour 3. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog for complete playlists and links. We just heard Lou Harrison in celebration of Lou Harrison's centennial, which was May 14th, 2017. We heard Scenes from Cavafy, featuring settings to text by the late Greek poet Constantine Cavafy. And there were three sections, Jending Cavafy, Jending Bill, Lankaran Jodi, and Jending Ptolemy. Jending Ptolemy, that's from Scenes from Cavafy, music for Gamelon on New World Records by Lou Harrison. That was John Dykers on voice with the Gamelon Pacifica Chorus and Orchestra. And we will continue with the music from Gregory Myrtle, who has a degree in composition from Yale and eventually got a master's or a doctorate in composition from Eastman, pretty recently, actually. Bridge Records is out with a CD featuring three of Gregory Myrtle's major works, and we'll hear the first one, Afterglow of a Kiss, for which the CD is named, Afterglow of a Kiss. And this was... this CD features the University of Minnesota Wind Ensemble, conducted by Greg Kirchhoff, and also flautist Emmanuel Davis, who will be featured prominently in Afterglow of a Kiss. And this was music recorded at the Ted Mann Concert Hall School of Music, University of Minnesota, in February of 2012. This is a 2000 composition, Gregory Myrtle, After Glow of a Kiss. We'll then hear from Mauricio Coggle, whom Gregory Myrtle studied with. We'll hear Mauricio Coggle's string quartet called Pan, as in the god Pan. This comes from a CD, Pan and String Quartets 1, 2, and 3. From Montaigne Records, and we'll end with Robert Morris, and we'll hear selections from his song cycle, Cold Mountain Songs. First, this is Gregory Myrtle, Afterglow of a Kiss, new from Bridge Records. This is Martian Gardens, episode 885, hour 1. Thank you.
Thank you. Don't!